Yeah, we've got this new book that is coming out from Bob Woodward at the Washington Post. You know, like the Woodward and Bernstein team from Watergate and everything. And he's got a new book, and he's got all these claims about Trump. And he doesn't list his sources. Do you find that to be credible? Look, I rejected all the stuff about Q and QAnon and everything. It's like, okay, well, you're telling me that you got some anonymous source. I'm sorry. I don't care. I don't care what you say about that stuff. That sounds to me like an intel game. And this sounds to me like an intel game. And I think that Woodward and Bernstein were a part of an orchestrated coup to take down Richard Nixon. And I don't support Richard Nixon. I hated Richard Nixon. I was kind of happy to see him go. I was real happy to see him go, quite frankly. And I was just in high school and college when they got him out. So I was real glad to see Nixon go. But I thought it was concerning, the fact that it was essentially a coup. And that's what Woodward is trying to do. He even makes comparisons to Nixon and what he's doing. Well, I make comparisons to these guys did at the time. So he's got some anonymous source that is talking about how Donald Trump gave COVID tests to Putin at the time that we had a shortage in 2020. And now we've got a senator out of Connecticut saying, can you imagine this? You know, we didn't have enough tests, and he gave tests to Putin. Well, look, if it was even true, I would say that could have been a real case of 4D chess. Here, let me cripple you and your economy, giving you some of these phony PCR tests. And so Drudge was all about this a couple of days ago. Woodward, blockbuster Trump, close relation with Putin, many phone calls in the past few years. It's all based on anonymous sources from a guy that we know works for the CIA. This is as credible as if Brennan had made these claims. It has absolutely no credibility at all. But there's a guy who has put together, he uses very crude AI animation. And it's always anti-Trump, but it's always funny. And I don't say that just because I don't support Trump. I don't support any of these people. But I have seen in the past, even when it was politicians or issues that they were attacking with satire, I could see the humor in it. And I thought, this is what I'll play this for you. This is this is his version of Trump and Putin and the test. And he even throws in there Trump sending him some military secret documents.
Donald, I am sniffling, sneezing, aching. My head is stuffy. I'm feverish and I gotta rest.
What do you want me to do about it? I'm not president anymore. I shouldn't even be talking to you.
I worry it is COVID-19 and I don't want to end up on ventilator.
COVID, it's just a flu. I think you can even inject some bleach.
Please send me many COVID tests as soon as possible, or else.
Hey, Wolf, send this box of COVID supplies to you-know-who and you-know-where.
Also send U.S. nuclear installation location coordinates.
Let's go, people. We gotta get all these documents over to Vlad, and in a hurry. Come on.
Really hate that sad loser, Mr. Neuberger.
Ooh, me?
Yeah, I thought that's great satire.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to The David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.